Hi, parents. My name is Cindy O'Connor, and I'm the children's minister at New Life Christian Church, and I'm the mother of three grown-up kids. Although my kids are all adults now, I still remember the days when they were babies. Many times my husband and I questioned our parenting decisions and wondered if our kids would need therapy later in life from some of our choices. But I'm happy to report that now that our kids are adults, we haven't seen any permanent parenting damage. But I do remember being anxious about leaving my children for the first time in Kids Zone. My oldest was three when we began attending New Life, and I was pregnant with our second. I was afraid. What if he cries? What if the other kids are mean to him? He doesn't even know the adults in there. But I was immediately put to rest by the volunteers in his class. I remember the woman leading his class was named Patsy. Not only did Patsy and the other volunteers show love and kindness to my son, but within a few weeks, my three-year-old was telling us stories about Jesus. He was excited to go to church and to his class. After we had our second child and it was time to put him in the nursery, we experienced the same assurance that he would be loved and cared for. That's why I'm so excited to talk with you today. I want to let you know you're not alone, and we want to partner with you in your parenting adventure. If you haven't visited yet or don't have any children who are in our Sunday school program, I would love to give you a tour of our children's ministry. We call it Kids Zone, and I'm actually going to break it down a little bit for you here. Our nursery is divided into two sections. Non-walking babies are called Little Dippers, and walkers are called Big Dippers. When a baby is walking well, we move him or her into the Big Dippers. In the Big Dippers class, the kids get to hear a short Bible story, they sing songs, they even do a craft, but the majority of their time is spent in free play. When your kids turn three and they're fully potty trained and are ready to sit and listen to a lesson and participate in worship, they can move to a preschool class. We have two different preschool classes. 3 to 4 year olds are called Shooting Stars, and 4 to 5 year olds are called Rockets. Our elementary classes are for kids who are in kindergarten through fifth grade. Each week we have worship, teaching time, and small group time. At the 11 o'clock service, after they do worship in large group, we give the kids the option to do small group activities or go to On the Move. On the Move is our sports option where kids play a game on the field, games like soccer, dodgeball, kickball, lacrosse, and others. After the kids play the sport, they gather in small groups for a huddle-up time where they have a discussion from the lesson that they learned during the large group teaching. With the exception of babies and walkers, kids move up to a new class each year in the fall. So if a three-year-old in the Stars class turns four, he or she stays a Shooting Star until the fall. And when a four-year-old turns five, he or she stays a Rocket until the fall. This allows the kids to stay with the friends they make and who are their same age and grade all the way through elementary school. If it's your first time putting your child in Kids Zone, when you arrive at church, you'll go straight to the Kids Zone check-in computers. There, a welcome volunteer will get information from you that goes into our database. Don't worry, we don't share any information with anyone, but we do require it for the safety and security of your child. You're going to be given 2 name tags for each child and a security tag that you have to show when you're picking up your children. So don't lose the security tag. Safety and security is a huge priority in Kids Zone, and we take it really seriously. Even people who have been coming to New Life for a long time have to show their security tag to pick up their children. One of the name tags goes on your child, and the second one is given to the leader when your child enters the room. If it's not your child's first time in Kids Zone, you simply go to the computers and tell the check-in person the last 4 digits of your phone number or your last name to check in your child and get your tags. If you have a non-walking baby, you're also given a Ziploc bag with a care sheet that you fill out every week telling us all about your baby's needs for that day. Also in the bag are labels that you can put on any bottles or cups. We ask that you complete the care sheet and put the labels on all the bottles and cups before you come into the nursery room so that when you bring your baby in, the drop-off will be quick and easy for you and your baby. For the safety of your baby and to protect your personal items, we don't keep your diaper bag in the nursery. It remains with you. Instead, you put into the plastic bag any bottles or cups or food we'll need during the service, a diaper and wipes, and a pacifier. We don't allow any snacks or drinks in the Big Dippers class. Again, for the safety of all the children in the room, we can't risk toddlers sharing their food or their drinks with each other. We have so many steps in place to make sure your child is safe and well cared for while he or she is with us. We carefully select our volunteers to work in Kids Zone, and everyone goes through a screening process and a criminal history check so that we create a safe place for your child. We also continuously